Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
The College Football Experience 2024 Week 5 Preview Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money in ULF, NBA, UFL, NBA, college football, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and much, much more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com. Use their promo code TCESGPN. Once again, that's promo code TCESGPN to get 100% deposit match. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Whoa, whoa. Deja vu. We're back on the College Football Experience. Patty C is on the clock. Go listen to part A where we talk about all of our top draft picks and a little TV deal for Oregon State and Washington State on the C-Dub. All right, Patty C, you're on the clock.
All right. I am taking us to East Lansing where the Buckeyes will be traveling to face the Spartans. Look, 4-8 for Michigan State last year. Not a great year, but has traditionally been a tough out for the Buckeyes and maybe under new leadership.
I love the hire.
Was it Jonathan Smith?
I love the hire. I just don't know if he can get it going year one against the Buckeyes.
Still, he's a great coach and I feel like he'll take the talent that's there and find a way to make it hard on Ohio State.
The problem is this, you're really looking about 8-9 years since this game's been good.
Oh man.
Really?
Ohio State won by 35 last year. The game before that, they won by 29, but they were up 49-0
at
halftime.
8 or 9 years. Gosh.
Listen to this. 38-3 last year. Then 49-20, but they were up 49-0 at halftime.
Yeah, 49-20 is not good either.
Then 56-7.
Yeah.
Then 52-12. Then 34-10. 26-6. 48-3, And then you get to a 17-16 game where Michigan State went for two in the win, didn't get it.
What year was that?
That was 2016.
So it's like Sparty really needs to come back. Eight years.
God.
They made the right
hire. Can they hire D'Antoni again?
No, Jonathan Smith's going to get that program going. I think he's too good of a football coach.
Without the home like appeal, the mojo of coaching your home team, is he going to be as good at Michigan State as he was at Oregon State?
I mean, I think he's a very good football coach. He was at with Chris Peterson at Boise and Washington.
Yeah, he no doubt turned that program real solid in short order.
And I would argue also that once he left to Oregon State, Washington got worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's a really good past year. Yeah, well, I'm saying with Peterson.
Peterson
started to lose a little bit, I felt.
But I think Sparty needs to get better. I think college football is better when Michigan State's a decent program.
They've been playing this since 1912, so you got that on your side.
Ohio State has a kind of a cakewalk to the playoff.
If you're not taking a future on Ohio State and Notre Dame to make the playoff, then I don't know what you're doing. Right now, you can get. I think the Notre Dame one is juicier than Ohio State's. Ohio State's is -600 to make the playoffs. Unfucking believable.
That's wild.
Notre Dame's is not. It's -165. Jump on in. Notre Dame is going to the playoffs. They always get overseeded. There's no conference championship.
Is there any team with better odds than Ohio State? Is Georgia?
Georgia's -600 as well.
Wow,
I give Ohio State better odds based on that schedule.
I do
alone.
Too.
I think you're right.
Yeah. 100%.
Let me say this though. Give me a Michigan State's record based on this schedule going up into this Ohio State game. Hosting Florida Atlantic,
potential loss. Jeez. Just because it's game one, you got so much turnover.
They should win that, but you're right. It's not a game.
I think that's a game, dude. I think that's a game.
At Maryland,
I think I'm going to say they lose one of those.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hosting Prairie View.
Win
at Boston College.
They could easily be undefeated.
Say they're undefeated or even 3-1 hosting.
They also could be 1-3.
Right. Okay. And that
or two
the
and
game
two.
Loses luster in that situation. But if they are 4-0, hosting an Ohio State team that obviously will be 3-0 with home games to start the season against Akron, Western Michigan, and Marshall. Way to challenge yourselves, Ohio State.
They saw Michigan do it.
Could
I can't
college
even blame
game
them.
Day, college game day could be in East Lansing for this game.
Nah, they will. I see 638 people watching this live. Hit that like, hit that subscribe button. YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience. Get on over there. Once again, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. NC Nick, you're on the clock.
I'm gonna have to go with another TMZ game because these games deserve to be played, and it is the neutral site in Dallas.
Yeah,
Arkansas A&M. It goes back to 1903. This is their 81st game ever. It sucks that it's in a neutral site. That's not going to be the case soon, but it's still a big game. It's still.
I'll say this, man. These games have been insane.
We left this one out there for too long. They should have been played a lot higher. Let's be honest.
These games, look. Well, the problem is this: Arkansas has only won once since 2012, right? 2011 would be the last time they won a second game against A&M.
Two in a row.
No, two in a row. Yeah, that would 2010 and 2011. But in general, they've only won once. But
one
damn, have these
2010?
Games? Yeah,
damn.
These games have been fucking insane, though. You know, last year was 34-22, but the game before that was 23-21. And do you remember what happened? KJ Jefferson dove from like the 7-yard line to try to make it to the end zone.
That's right.
And he fumbles, and A&M takes it back like 98 yards for a touchdown. That was the game winning touchdown. The game before that, Arkansas pulled off the upset in a crazy game that involved a defensive touchdown at a pivotal point. You had the game on the goalpost. Remember when they hit the top of the goalpost and missed? Like these games have been, there's been three overtime games in this stretch. So like these games deliver, deliver, even though they're at filthy Jerry's World, you know,
If you play games like this consistently, this game becomes the world's largest outdoor cocktail party in terms of like, okay, I accept that this is a great venue for this game because it always makes dynamite happen.
No, but this needs to be.
Okay. I don't
it
feel that though.
This needs to be. Okay.
It's not that, yet, but if it keeps happening, then I'll fucking tune in.
But they
every
played
time.
On campus for like 1,000 fucking years, man. It's not like the cocktails party was always in Jacksonville for the most part.
Yeah,
this
so was Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah, this one is like they just kind of dressed it up by throwing it there. I think they could play anywhere. You could play these. They could play this.
It would still be entertaining.
They could play this.
They're two very evenly matched teams.
Guy, call me. Don't give them that idea. They might try to grow the game and have that game.
That's true. Exactly. That's a great point. Arkansas still has a 7-game lead despite only winning once in 2011.
Domination
early
on.
That's insane.
For a program as good as A&M, that is surprising.
Yeah.
I guess Arkansas used to be really nasty.
Yeah.
And people forget about that.
Oklahoma, take notes.
Yeah, exactly.
Southwestern Classic. Yeah, I mean, look, you played it right. Weehawks saying A&M's a minus 11.5 favorite. You also have the road rash face angle. He was the OC of A&M last year. He's the OC of Arkansas. Now he's back home. Where that motorcycle kicks into an extra gear. You know what I mean? So love this game. Just wish it was not at Jerry's World in that filthy fucking dome, but it's coming soon. Back to campus. All right. Let's go to the likes of, so everything off that is, I know there's still one out there on that. Fuck out of here. You know where I'm going. It's been a fun story, Jeff Traylor. You know, you've had all this success. All right. You've had all this success, but you haven't done something. You haven't gone into G Vegas and got a dub. All right. I know UTSA is riding a 1-game win streak. They're 1-0 all time.
I'm shocked you took this game and not another one.
UTSA only won by 14 in San Antonio. All right, that filthy bullshit Alamo Dome. All right.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So when I see UTSA coming in to Greenville, and I do believe UTSA will be one of the, I would say they're probably going to be the odds-on favorite to win the AAC. The Memphis, UTSA, maybe Tulane still. They're losing this game. Just going to say that right now. It's been a fun little ride.
How
for
do you
little...
play this high?
I know. I mean, this is basically a worse game. So what if it was like UTSA at Rice? That would be a better game, right?
Wait, what do you
at
mean?
At least it'd be in-state.
I'm saying you wouldn't be playing this high if it wasn't ECU.
No, but I really believe East Carolina's a contender to win the conference this year.
They will be a lot better, probably.
I honestly think, I think I made this point, was it last week, where I said, like, if you look at, like, they were 2-10, but they had like 7 losses that were all very close.
That's just probably ships passing, and then maybe ECU catches them here.
And I told you the ECU stepped up their NIL collective. This is going to be, in my opinion, their contender, both contenders to play for the AAC championship this year.
Well, at the Dowdy's tough, especially if ECU comes in hot. I mean, can they knock off a Liberty or an App State or an ODU? They have a pretty challenging schedule to start. So, especially if they get some momentum, this game could be a real live home field advantage.
Yeah, no, I think it's a huge opportunity for us because this game could be pivotal for a tiebreaker. You know,
pretty wild speculation to have a 2-10 team in play for the conference championship the following year.
I told you this though. Someone else tweeted this out. What's the team with the most likely turnaround this year as far as wins? They were projected number one. Because if you look into it, like I said, the Marshall game is like a screen pass. Interception for touchdown. Very next play, you kick off. The guy fumbles. They return for a touchdown, and it looks worse than it is. You know what I mean? There's a couple instances where you're like, dude, I understand, Mike. Look, I wanted him fired, and I still think he might not be the answer. But I still think like it's almost it'd be very challenging not to go bowling to me this year with the talent on this roster and the way you lost that many close games last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, as a David Robinson guy, San Antonio against Houston, always going to have my, my attention, even if it's Mike Houston.
What's this? Yeah, they, I got you. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
UTSA, are they going in the wrong direction without Frank Harris, or
he's part of their NIL collective now. He's still on board.
Oh wait, he's
head of their NIL.
He's just not playing. Yeah. So who cares?
The Frank Harris effect is still
there.
Going.
He's still there.
But are we really expecting a huge drop off with him gone, or is
it'll be a little bit of a drop off? I still think they're going to be good.
Yeah, I think Jeff Traylor has got that thing going right now.
Yeah, Nick's a hater on it. It's better than Carolina Duke. All right.
Yeah, right.
Both these teams will beat those bastards. There's a reason why Carolina don't schedule ECU. We dropped 70 on those little bitches. All right.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, let's go. And Duke hasn't played Carolina since when? All right. Since fucking Ted Roof.
You mean ECU?
Yeah, that's what I mean. ECU. Anyway, you guys hate on that one? You deal with it.
Little early.
No.
A little early.
What are you talking about? That's better than half the shit that we Wisconsin USC is bullshit. All right.
I got to deal with Nick playing North Carolina Duke. You playing fucking East Carolina.
Where are you going now? You gonna do that JMU game?
I should on principle.
That's the Patty C Bowl. You actually should.
Ball State and JMU. I don't even know who to go for in that
your
one.
Your two favorite teams going at it.
There's still a lot of P4 versus P4 games that deserve to be played.
Absolutely.
At least four or five of them.
I have one still on the first page here.
I'm not even going to go P4 versus P4. Actually, I am going to go with that one. TCU at Kansas.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, a team that was in the national championship 2 years ago against a team that's pretty, as we mentioned.
Let's go into the national championship this year, says Weehawk. Weehawk jumped in the chat saying, "Jump! I know they don't play any home games because they're renovating, but he says, jump on that 750. Plus 750 for Lance Leipold to win the Big 12 at Kansas and make the CFP. That'd be awesome.
3 years. Is this year three for Leipold or four?
Four.
Still 4 years to turn Kansas around that much would be unbelievable.
TCU leads this all time series by what? I think 17 games, but there is a bit of history that they played longer than this series goes back to 1942.
Surprising.
Let's go.
Sammy Baugh, fucking
John Riggins, Gale Sayers.
That's a classic matchup. It is a classic.
NC Nick's a hater on this though because he doesn't like these Big 12 games. All right,
this game's decent. I was gonna play it if Patty wouldn't have. TCU's won 9 out of 10.
Leipold's winless against TCU, by the way.
Yeah, well, they didn't play last year. So what is he? Is he 0-2 or is he 0-1? 0-3. He's been there.
0-2. No, 0-2. 0-2.
Okay, because they didn't play last year.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was starting to get
one score games
going.
They lost the year one.
TCU played in the national championship game. It was a 7-point loss.
Yeah. And then the year before that, they lost by 3 in Fort Worth. So,
right now, it's a fine game. Not on campus hurts a little bit, but still definitely belongs to be played.
Wait, where's this one being played?
Well, they're renovating that stadium. So they're playing, I think, at Arrowhead. Wow. So,
as far as venues go,
yeah, at least they're playing outdoor.
True.
Yeah.
Pretty acceptable venue. Yeah. We're looking at Kansas as Vegas is looking at Kansas as a contender. Would they say they're number 3 as far as the preseason odds? TCU, are they being ignored? Is there any chance they have a major bounce back?
No. I'm not sold on their coach.
I think they're destined to have a lot of 5-7 to 7-5 type seasons.
You want
to
know who's ahead of them in odds? Utah, Kansas State, Kansas, Arizona, Texas Tech, Iowa State, UCF, Oklahoma State.
Well, that's my point is like this team was in the national championship 2 years ago. Is there a chance maybe
lightning in a bottle?
They just had a really bad year, a new quarterback.
And I think they had Gary Pat, like when I had Coach Wackenheim on here, the former Eddie Robinson coach of the year at VMI, he said he worked with Gary Patterson. He said he's never seen a guy be able to recognize
identify
talent. And he said he didn't say just, you know, Sonny Dykes is going to fail, but he said, like, I don't think it's sustainable without him bringing it, being the judge of the talent.
I don't know. We just gave SMU a lot of credit. What is it? TCU 15 minutes away in Fort Worth. I think that we're asleep on TCU at your own risk. The last 15 years have shown.
Not last year. Okay. but yes, the other ones for the most part. All right. NC Nick, where are you going?
You know, I guess we go back to the SEC here. It's an old SEC East versus SEC West game. Not that I'm super pumped for this, but the two teams have won a lot of games in recent years. So I think Kentucky at Ole Miss has to be played here.
Are they their every year rival? Or is it Vandy that plays Ole Miss?
No, Mississippi State that plays Ole Miss.
They usually play like two or three games per decade. So whole lot of familiarity.
Absolutely ridiculous. But they used to back in the day play every year before the SEC made their conference huge. I mean, look, the last couple times they played, the games have been awesome. But I just don't get super excited about it.
First test too. I mean, Ole Miss starts their schedule fucking easy. I mean, they're Furman, MTSU, Wake Forest, Georgia Southern. Obviously, Ole Miss is 4-0 going into this game. This is their first test. And they'll still be favored by more than a touchdown.
I mean, this is presuming that Lane Kiffin stays with a super high octane offense. Kentucky being a defensive stalwart with Stoops at the helm, a little bit of a contrast in styles matchup here.
I mean, this deserves to be in the top 30, but with TCU Kansas, I actually do circle that as like intriguing. This one's kind of a little more sleepy to me, but
I kind of agree, but I think it still has to be played.
Yeah, no, it does need to be in the top 30.
I like this because it's, even though it's SEC, there is like a contrast in style feel to it because Kentucky as the state is not super deep South feeling, even though there's only one state in between them in Tennessee. Whereas Ole Miss is the heart of the deep South, or like Ole Miss, Georgia, Alabama are all the heart of the deep South, maybe even Arkansas, but Kentucky bluegrass, it's almost northern, you know.
Ole Miss 29 and 14.
I'm just saying a little bit of
it's not the dirty South yet. Yeah, you're not in the deep South. Yeah, I hear you.
Maybe a little pride between regional differences there.
Ole Miss 29 and 14 and 1 all time. You got to go back to 1978 to find the last time Kentucky won in Oxford.
Jeez.
But I do think you played it correctly there. Folks, I want to tell you that you're listening to the College Football Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And are you a hardcore baseball fan or perhaps just a degenerate sitting in an office looking at just looking for any type of afternoon action? Either way, you want to be subscribed to the MLB Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. Only strikes are served there. All right. see what I did there? No, check it all out. Yes.
We're talking bowling.
Yeah, that works too.
Strikes.
We need the bowling gambling podcast. Yeah, we're working on that. But check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. Always high heat being served there. All right. We're back on the College Football Experience and, yeah, just played that. I'm going to jump on over. Dundee's pick. You know, there's something out there I like a lot. You guys are going to shit on this one, too. I'm getting ready for it. I like desert football.
Oh, no.
We've gone over this.
Not this bit again.
And when I see a rivalry that goes back, I mean, I think since the 1800s.
Please don't call this a rivalry.
What do you mean? The Rio Grande rivalry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at it.
Yes. New Mexico State travels to Albuquerque. Since 1894, they've been playing. All right. The Rio Grande rivalry. And look, even though it's been dominated by New Mexico, they have almost a 40 game lead. I think it's a 38 game lead. Last season, Jerry Kill, he was a coach in New Mexico State for 2 years. They beat the piss out of New Mexico both those years with a 12-point win and a 10-point win. so much that New Mexico had to go out and hire Bronco Mendenhall. Bring him home. Yeah,
that's a problem. We need Mendenhall versus Kill.
I know. I was so excited for it. I thought that was the future. But still, Jerry Kill, one part of his staff is coaching there. Tony Sanchez, former Aggie himself. Now, I was a skeptic, and I still am a skeptic of the hire. But for one, can he pull a Sonny Dykes? you know, I know a lot of Diego Pissing Pavia and a lot of their talent is gone, but still maybe enough talent left where you can catch Mendenhall in year one in Albuquerque. Look, in a day and age where they're ruining rivalries, I am glad that this one has fucking still gone on. In my opinion, I'll say this too. New Mexico State and UTEP need to join the Mountain West.
Yes.
And I want both them in the Mountain West expand. And I want the Mountain West championship at the Sun Bowl every year. All right, do it. It's what needs to happen. This is also called to the Battle of I-25. Either way,
Sun Bowl is nestled into a Western mountain.
Yes, so that, it's perfect that makes for sense. The Mountain West. Either way, though, this game, Nick, hate on it. Give me your hate on it.
This game buried on a Saturday. I'm not going to watch a play of it. Sorry. It's just true. Now, put it on a weekday, get some interest going in this rivalry that not too many people know about. And then maybe you can start to build something. I do think that, like I just said, Mendenhall versus Kill would have had that. That's an interesting angle. Without Kill, New Mexico State has a chance to fall back to where they were, which is the bottom of FBS football.
Hang on just a second. I know your East Coast ass will be asleep, but when I'm looking for what the night games are, I told you all these. Wisconsin, USC, they're not going to play that at night. They're going to play that shit at noon.
Do we have a kick time already announced?
No, but I'm just saying, I know they will. So I'm assuming your night opportunities are Washington State at Boise, which maybe not. It could be 3:30, right? Your night opportunities are a bit limited here. Arizona at Utah could be, but it also could be at noon, right? Noon Pacific, that is. And then you don't have that many games going on. I doubt they're Oregon at UCLA. They'll probably do that one. I would imagine they do that one, but that game might get out of hand. And all of a sudden you're stuck watching the Rio Grande rivalry in a classic.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the desert itself. Like the fact that there's nothing the fuck else out there. And there's just this one football game in the middle of nowhere going on.
It's beautiful.
Kind of makes it amazing to watch. It's beautiful. Probably make it even more amazing to go to. You know, it's like, where do you go from here? You got to drive like 6 hours back home after this shit.
And Fresno State UNLV would be better than this if it wasn't played in that filthy. If that was at Sam Boyd, I would have drafted that because that's desert football too. People forget Fresno's out in the middle of the fucking desert.
That was definitely the one I thought you were going to play.
No, it's at Allegiant. There'll be six people there.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like even with UNLV winning, there's six people there.
Well, let's suspend our disbelief for a second and say that Sanchez keeps,
let's New just Mexico say they go seven, like,
yeah, they're bowling.
Yeah.
They're bowling.
And that game's still appealing.
And Mendenhall gets New Mexico bowling. All of a sudden, this will be the first time that I've ever found this game interesting. Let's go.
Hey, I told you, even with Kill's, his track record, those are still, you look at like the past, actually, you look for like, you want to talk about this game being awesome? Let's talk about this. Last year, 27-17. And Diego Pavia, remember, he pissed on the logo of New Mexico. The year before that, 21-9. The year before that, 34-25. Year before that, 55-52. Year before, like, these are fucking great games. 30-28, 32-21. I mean, it is delivered. It has fucking delivered. You just haven't watched it.
It should be on a fucking weeknight.
Anyway, Patty C.
All right, scrolling up and down, there's a similar game down in Georgia that I could play, but I'm not going to. Let's stay in the Mountain West. I'm sorry. I guess we're probably not going to stick too long on this because we kind of just hit on that desert theme. But Fresno UNLV is a better game. You know, from Fresno, didn't UNLV take Fresno's spot in the Pac-12 championship?
No, San Jose State.
Oh, San Jose State spot. But either way, 2 9-win teams within the Mountain West last year.
If this was at Fresno, which last year they dressed it up. Fresno won by 7, but they were up 31-7. UNLV got some garbage points late. But my problem is it's almost the Miami-Virginia Tech thing. Now, this is a great game as far as two teams with winning records, but no one's going to be at this fucking game. And I think that devalues the game some when you watch it. It's like watching a UFL or a ULF game. So Fresno also hasn't lost to UNLV since 2017.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Better coach, and this is going to be pretty fucked up. Healthy Barry Odom.
Or healthy Jeff Tedford?
Or sick Jeff Tedford.
Oh, no, I still take sick Jeff Tedford.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Get well, Jeff. You know, I'm just saying. That's
he was the man.
What...
I got to interview him. He was cool as fuck. He's a good friend of Mike Leach's. So, you know, Team Tedford all day here.
Let's pray. I don't want to fucking put that out in the universe, but he has been a little under the weather for a while.
He had some heart conditions. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Fresno's not quite where they should be. Meanwhile, Odom improperly fired at Missouri, probably.
Yeah.
Although
great year one in Vegas, even though they were kind of like Louisville of the Mountain West, where they had a nice. But still, to win that many games at UNLV, get a little buzz going around town. I like what he's done in the portal, despite losing his starting quarterback to USC.
And both of these teams could be in play for the Mountain West Championship game at the end of the year. So this could be a pivotal game.
Nick, your thoughts on Fresno at UNLV?
I do think it's a pretty good game. I know Fresno is going to be good. I don't know if UNLV is going to be good again. I think that's the intriguing thing. I think if they want to make a statement to say that, you know what, you know, football is here to stay, in Sin City, then I think you knock off Fresno at home. So again, maybe you play this game on a weekday. Mountain West, what the hell? Come on.
Yeah.
But good game.
UNLV's only beaten Fresno three times since 85.
Ooh. Yeah, but UNLV's been shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe that's changed a bit.
I still like it. Yeah, let's go. NC Nick, it goes back to you.
You know, I'm kind of a Troy Taylor believer, so I'm interested to see what Stanford does in the ACC.
Oh God,
they play in Death Valley.
This game is part of my. This is one of the ones I forgot.
Death Valley.
This one sucks too. Yeah,
it does. And you know, this is Stanford. Welcome to the ACC. They play at Syracuse the week before, and now they play at Clemson.
this is a what the fuck candidate.
Yes, this is. This is what the fuck candidate.
I'm actually intrigued by the game. Clemson has Florida State on the road next, so it's kind of a look ahead spot for them. I want to see what Stanford looks like this year. This is a good test to see just if they're ready to compete at all in the conference.
I think the answer is going to be a definitive no. I mean, yes, if they are competitive, that would make this game a little bit compelling. I still can't see them getting the win, no matter what.
No, it's got blowout chance for sure.
Clemson did beat them in 86 by 6. But that's their only time they ever met. But look, here's the problem. When I made this list, not the list on the screen, but like a list to myself of like, it, you know, my angle of college football getting worse is like Wisconsin USC to me is boring. Yes, Oklahoma Auburn I actually like. Oregon UCLA is the same, so I'm going to give that a little bit of a pass.
This is a random game, no doubt.
No, there's a bunch of these, and this is why my argument is like. It's college football getting ruined some because you're like Stanford at Clemson.
This has
sucks.
One angle though.
What's that?
Is that Stanford
private school pussies?
Private school pussy versus fucking redneck football.
Yeah.
It is great. I mean, Clemson's SEC, Stanford is as pretentious as it gets.
Let me ask you this, guys. If I gave you a free ticket to go, right? Like you free hotel, free everything. Between these right now, I'm going to say, okay. Wisconsin, USC, Stanford, Clemson, Nebraska, Purdue, Washington, Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana, Iowa State, Houston. I think is that all of them?
I'll go Wisconsin, USC.
Yeah. Okay. If you took that away, what would you do?
Ugh.
Hold on, rattle those off again.
Okay, yeah. So let's take Wisconsin, USC off the board.
Okay.
Let's say so Nebraska, Purdue, Maryland, Indiana.
No, definitely not.
Washington, Rutgers.
Yeah.
Stanford, Clemson, Iowa State, Houston. And what was the other one? There was one other one, I thought.
Wisconsin, but yeah. You took that off. I'll tell you which one is my easy pick.
What's that?
Washington Rutgers.
Really?
I mean, I know we laughed about that at the beginning of the episode. I just think Washington is a good team.
You
want
to go to New Jersey?
Well, I wouldn't travel across the country to go to that.
But if
no.
you had a free ticket, I'm saying, and free air.
And I was already in New Jersey. Yes, I would go to that game. I think I'm compelled by what Greg Schiano is slowly building at Rutgers. And
I actually think it's Stanford Clemson. Just because of the element. No, I don't. Cause I don't think Rutgers fans care. Washington and Rutgers actually did a home and home recently.
I don't think Stanford fans care.
No, but I'm saying it's at Clemson, right? If it was at Stanford.
So it's going to make it even more of a fucking blowout.
No, it makes it more hilarious if they lose.
Yes, that's true.
That's
yeah,
what
I think
saying.
That would be my second choice also yeah. behind Wisconsin USC.
Weehawk says Nebraska Purdue. That's probably the best actual game.
True.
Like score wise.
Score wise, I'm saying boring matchup.
I'm saying
Nebraska
score wise. Washington is probably gonna beat the shit out of Purdue. It doesn't matter if it's Jed Fish or not Purdue.
I don't know that. I believe that.
How about the worst one? I think hands down, Maryland, Indiana.
Rematch of the college basketball national championship in 2002.
Lots of history there.
Yeah, that's a horrible game. What about Iowa State, Houston, though?
That's a decent game.
I mean, from a football standpoint, but them playing each other just seems weird to me.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, I'm not very intrigued by that.
Yeah. folks, I want to tell you that the college football experience is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting for you. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and much, much more. You can make entries of all basketball players if you wanted to, or you can mix and match across your other favorite sports, which is why this is so great. You can win up to 100 times the amount of money you enter. It's a ton of fun. Underdog Fantasy is available in 30 plus states, including California and Texas, and even the great country of Canada. Get on over there. Make sure you sign up. And when you sign up with the promo code TCESGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. And yes, they do have college football. Once again, that's Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN. All right, we are back. So wait, what was the last game played?
That
was Stanford Clemson. Let's plow through these next ones because there's not much meat left on the bone.
I'm sorry. Like Stanford Clemson, yes, there's a little bit element of hilarious here, but you cannot tell me that Stanford Clemson is better than BYU Baylor. BYU Baylor has been like, at least there's a little bit of a track record there, and both teams have been somewhat relevant.
Is there a track record?
They've played the past couple of years, and they hadn't. So to me, it's just a more intriguing game than that ACC shit. Nick's trying to shove down.
I'll give Nick a little credit. The cross country trip, you know, for the novelty of it makes it interesting for like a year.
BYU Baylor's 3-9 versus 5-7 last year.
I know, but I'm saying the fact that they've played recently.
They're both way better than that.
Yeah. Last year, double overtime, 26-20. That was 2 years ago. And then the year before that was a decent game in Waco. I just think it, like Stanford at Clemson is not as good as Baylor BYU. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I got no interest in this game, but I'm an ACC fan. So, this game is boring. I'm not going to watch any of this game. If it was at BYU, maybe, because I always like games in Provo, but BYU Baylor, it's just, I don't know, man, two average teams.
I feel like every 3 years, Baylor.
Both of them have won 11 games
Baylor,
in the past. Like,
or BYU's
three years,
had right? some really good years lately. Yeah. Just not last
Didn't
year.
Baylor win the Big 12 a couple years ago?
Yeah. They won it two years ago.
Yeah. And then BYU was like the 10 win team 2 years in a row with, and
that's what I'm saying. He's selling this
over here. What kind of record are they going to have coming to this game? I mean, maybe if they've turned it around quickly, BYU, they have at SMU, at Wyoming, Kansas State. I mean, I think they come in with probably two losses. Baylor, looking at them, they have Tarleton, at Utah, Air Force, at Colorado. They might be coming in with two losses also. You might have two and two teams playing right here.
So you're playing for a bowl game.
Well,
how many wins will Stanford have? How many wins will Stanford have when they're going at Syracuse, furthest trip of the whole goddamn season the week before?
That record might be just like Baylor and who they're playing against, BYU. Yeah.
And shit, Clemson's going to lose to Georgia week one. They're going to lose to App State week two. What are you talking about? They're going to have two losses.
Well, what I'll say is this. We, every game on this list, we can be like, oh, it's possible that these teams both come in undefeated, you know, because they can compete with the teams that are on their schedule. That only has so much traction. You know, at some point, someone's got to lose these games. However, BYU and Baylor both could come in with winning records to this game.
Yeah.
That's not that far fetched. You know, I think it's a decent play.
Shout out to Neil in the chat. He's saying the traveling Husky fans going to New Brunswick are going to be confused about the Asian beer Yingling.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that game is better, and
it belongs to be played here. But
I think you could argue BYU Baylor better than Kentucky Ole Miss.
No, get out of here.
What? Mm. Kentucky is a fake good because they schedule four MAC teams every year.
Ole Miss is a potential team to make the playoffs. Sure. And Kentucky has been just as good as BYU and Baylor.
I would not be surprised at all if Baylor won the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, I agree. But I also will agree with Nick in the fact that Kentucky may be a little underrated because they don't wow you off the screen, but they do know how to win close games. A defensive football team.
They benefited from being the SEC East. There is no more SEC East anymore. Have fun with your shit. Calipari was right. All right. He was right. Patty C, it jumps to you. Where are you going?
Let me go a little TMZ for that ass. Okay.
Ball State JMU?
We are going to Ann Arbor, right? We're going to Ann Arbor where Sharon Moore has to defend the home turf of the Big House against a PJ Fleck that has been a pretty decent coach during his tenure.
But it's little brown nut, something like that.
Little brown jug. Yeah. Little brown nuts. Look, Minnesota was pretty good and considered an up-and-coming team up until, what, a year or two ago?
You know, they've beaten Michigan once since 2005.
And what a year it would be if they went to the Big House and got it done this time.
It was in Ann Arbor back in 2014 where they got up 30-14. But some of these scores recently against Michigan, 52-10, 49-24,
33-10. J.J. McCarthy ain't walking through that door. And look, Alex Orji, for as phenomenally athletic as he is, you know who he reminds me of a little bit?
Who's that?
Who's the guy down in Alabama?
Jalen Milroe?
Milroe, a little bit.
Minnesota just hasn't
a
beaten...
A pop gun for an arm, but phenom athlete.
I guess...
Can Sharon Moore fucking make that happen? What were you going to say? Minnesota
no,
what?
No, no. I was going to say they haven't beaten in back-to-back years, but they didn't play because of the stupid conference thing.
Gotcha.
I just think like this game is, and really the last four or five P4 versus P4 games, it's kind of sums up this week. Where there's a bunch of like decent games that you're not really excited to see. Like nobody's going out their way to watch Minnesota, Michigan. Could it be a decent game?
The folks in Big Ten.
No, this will draw a big number because A, there's no other school in Minnesota playing FBS football.
That might draw a big number from Minnesota or Michigan fans, but nobody else.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, they'll put it on ABC because of that. So then you will get other people. But yeah, as far as this being exciting, this is not. But
Let me ask you this.
It belongs to be played though, so I'm fine with it.
Let's have the hard conversation right now. Sharon Moore, right?
Yeah.
Not the sexy hire that Jim Harbaugh was, right? It's always hard to follow the man, right? And Michigan, pretty pretentious white school, you know. is Sharon Moore in a little bit of a disadvantageous position taking over as a brother?
He's always talking about these race wars.
Dude, it's just, you gotta be fucking stupid not to know what's really going on with the undercurrent.
He's gonna be fine. I think they're happy to have him as a coach.
Well, you know, my point is that PJ Fleck was on a lot of short lists to take the job, you know, and if Sharon Moore has some struggles, lo and behold, maybe just like at Michigan State, they drum up some fucking allegations against his ass and PJ Fleck's the guy to fucking take it. PJ Fleck at Western Michigan.
I think Sharon Moore or Sharon Moore. Who knows how good of a coach he's going to be, but I think that was a better hire than PJ Fleck. I don't think Fleck at Michigan. I don't know.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, especially because Sharon Moore is going to run the damn ball. And that is Michigan's identity. I think I do agree with you on that, but I would say there's probably a fair amount of people that are pretty skeptical on the hire. Given that he has no head coach.
Let me ask you this. Tracy Clays took over for Jerry Kill after 2015. He went 9-4 and Minnesota did not bring him back. Right. After a 9-4 season. So Fleck went 6-7 last year. If he has, if you go back and listen to our Big Ten schedule episode, we said Minnesota's got the hardest schedule in all the Big Ten.
Yeah.
If he has another losing season, I know he had 2-9 win seasons prior to that. In the
starting
COVID
to get
year,
on shaky
COVID
ground.
Year, he had a losing season too. So my point is,
still, he came in and gave them better seasons than they've had in a long time. And he just presents as like a super dude who has this shit together, even if he does present as a douchebag at the same time.
Neil says being a Golden Gopher alum. See, Nick, we got some listeners. You just did not give him credit. He goes, he's our goofy, weird turd. Keep your hands off him. And Weehawk reminds us, shout out to Weehawk. He says, this is the third oldest rivalry.
There you go. There you go.
Third
I like that.
Oldest rivalry. They've been playing this since 1892. Is that FBS? Because or is that in general?
Golden Gophers versus Wolverines. I don't know if both are rodents, but you know, they should be considered rodents. Rodent football is Big Ten football.
Rodent football is Big Ten football. I like this. Another thing that what's his name said, right? If you is
that's right.
Who am I thinking
Galileo,
of?
Galileo. Confucius.
What was our quote
Mark
about
Twain.
Mark Twain.
That's right. Yeah.
Mark Twain, big fan of
what rodent, are you guys talking about?
Big fan of rodent football. All right. NC Nick, it jumps back to you. Where are you going?
Well, I mean, do I get a little hipsterish here? How many picks do we have left? This is my last one, or I got one
more? I think
we
each have two left.
Ooh, all right. I'll go bland here. Keep it in the Big Ten. The Illini at Penn State. Like, I mean, could this be a close game?
They won the last time they played at Penn State. Remember that crazy overtime game?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So again, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch this, but it could actually be a decent game. Both programs are decent to good with Penn State, obviously. So it's a solid game.
I know we talked about Bielma being on the hot seat.
I respect you playing this, Nick, because it's not a game that there's a lot to talk about, but it's probably the best game that's left.
All right, moving on.
No, look, they've been playing this since 1954. Penn State's 21-6 all the time. They beat them. Penn State beat them 30-13 in Champaign last year, but Bielma somehow snuck one past and got them a couple years ago. Yeah. I mean, I think it deserves to be in the top 30 games. Am I excited to watch this? Do I think Brett Bielma might, I was thinking about this. What do you think about Chip Kelly being the next head coach of Illinois?
Interesting.
He's gonna, if they win the national championship or make it to the national championship at Ohio State.
That's a random fucking.
Well, think about this
assumption.
Think about does this. He want to be coach again? Though I don't know.
There's no connection there.
No. What do you mean?
Make the connection.
He's at Ohio State right now, and if they win the championship or make the championship, he's the OC, and the coaches. Teams, they didn't even know he was available last year.
But Illinois?
Well, my point is a school that cares about football. I think Illinois might care enough about football, not like UCLA. And you'd play majority of your teams right there. I know part of his shit was travel.
I'm sure his name would get mentioned, but that would be a surprising hire. Who do you think is better? I mean, I guess you got to put Chip Kelly as the better coach than Brett Bielma.
Yes.
A little bit. A lot bit.
Yeah, he's done a lot. Yeah, he's done. Okay.
Anyway, just something I do think, you know, I think he would want to be a head coach at another school that cares about his part of his problem was UCLA's effort behind the university.
Yeah.
You know, like for football, I think like if he gets the opportunity, he would jump to.
Well, I feel like that's almost been part of his path though, is that he's like this chill dude that like doesn't want to be at a place that like the fans are camping out on his front lawn the night before a game.
Illinois is not used to being a fucking, if he goes 6-6 every year, that's great.
They'll put a statue up.
Anyway, just an idea, but yeah, I like this play. Okay.
I like it too. Yeah. I'll be watching.
What do we got out there? I know there's this Mississippi State, Texas game. That's the one. That's another one that I forgot. That one's boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm more intrigued about Buffalo UConn being back on the schedule. But you know,
pretty slim pickings.
I had to search for this one, but I think there's animosity in Lubbock.
Yes.
Might remember Tommy Tuberville decided to say, fuck you, Texas Tech, and leave for Cincinnati. At the time, a G5 job. We got the Tuberville Bowl, and I remember Texas Tech fans being like, what? Why would we went and got this guy, and now he's leaving for Cincinnati?
I don't think they're still smarting about that one.
They still are, all right? And they're still upset that Leach got dealt that the fans are, not the administration. The fans are still mad at the administration for the way they handled Leach, as they should be mad.
Yes, they should.
But Cincinnati, Texas Tech, they both wear the same fucking colors, so it's going to be confusing as shit.
Add this one to your list.
Yeah, I should have. But at least this one has a Tupperville angle. Like Stanford Clemson, I'm like, is there a coaching angle? You know, at least
the
this
Tupperville
one
angle's a decade old. I mean, it's
that's not that old though. Like,
it's a tough angle to get behind.
I'm sure a Mississippi State coach went to Texas at some point, but that was probably in 1946. This one is a little more random, but interesting because it's the Tupperville Bowl, and I do remember them being pissed off. I do remember that wasn't that. When was that? 2016?
No.
Yes, it was, dude.
Tupperville left. Was he that? It was Fickle.
No, I'm
that was like
this
2012,
right,
right?
Maybe. You might be right. Hold on.
I don't think it matters.
He left. He left for. It was 2012. No, it was 2013. 2013, he left.
A decade ago.
No one gives a fuck about Tommy Tupperville at either of those
schools. What are you talking about? He's our don't speak about do not speak about our senators in a negative way.
True. Respect the fucking
they're listening, Patty C.
Look, this is the Black and Red Bowl. I think Cincinnati wears it better. This really is kind of a chilly bowl now that Texas, the flagship school of Texas, isn't there in the Big 12 to represent.
I like this chilly angle. No. I like this chilly angle.
I used to go to Hard Times Cafe and get the Texas Cincy five way.
Oh, so now we're talking.
I would like to have a Texas Cincy five way with two girls from Cincy and two girls from Texas. That sounds pretty
two
fun.
Girls, one cup of chili,
two girls, one cup of chili. Count me in.
Look. They played once in 1968 and they settled it on the field then when it was a 10-10 tie.
Oh,
So they're playing for this all time series lead right now. Nick, your thoughts on this gem of a game?
Not much else to add. You know, it belongs in this conversation with all these other new fangled, new conference games. It doesn't do much for me.
I wonder if this is
this guy praises Stanford Clemson, but he can't give Cincinnati Texas Tech. Cincinnati made the playoffs a couple years ago.
I didn't quite praise Stanford Clemson. I mean, again, I don't disagree with you playing it here. It belongs in the same conversation with all the rest of them.
We got to take Nick on a
Southwest journey,
Mid America road trip. Yeah. I think you've probably
that's
been
the problem is he hasn't
he's
hasn't
an uncultured swine.
He hasn't gone
he's
across
a coastal
the states.
Elite.
He still calls them flyover states. He says they're flyover states. I disagree.
I've been to Texas. I've been to
but you
Ohio.
Went to Austin. You didn't go through the desert of Texas. All right.
I've been all throughout Ohio. All throughout.
Okay.
Ohio. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay.
That's Big 12.
You got some street cred there.
No. I think the game's compelling. Shout out to Robert Martin in the chat. He's asking about 8-leg parlays. Whoa. I mean, I don't even know if we have 8 spreads on games yet for week 1. I think Weehawk might have them loaded up. Neil says Tupperville killing that insider trading Pelosi style. I like the Tupperville Bowl. See, I think there's more spice on that than you think. More spice than some of that skyline chili with that cinnamon bullshit they put on top. All right, let's go. All right, Patty C, you're on the clock.
I stole
that one from
the
you,
one
huh?
I was looking at. I have 2 picks left, and I already know which ones they're going to be, unless one of you steals it. The better play though is South Florida at Tulane.
South Florida at Tulane. Can South Florida steal the conference?
Yeah, I mean
that's what I'm saying, guys. Call me crazy. I really believe the AAC could be more intriguing than we think.
I think it's pretty open. Yeah, I
think ECU is a contender. I think FAU was 5-7 last year as a contender. I think South Florida is a contender. I think Tulane's a contender. I think UTSA and I think Memphis. I think they have a lot of contenders. And dare I throw in the great Biff Poggi at Charlotte into that contention?
Hello.
We are contractually obligated to mention Biff Poggi every podcast. Right.
So
this is a NFC South matchup here. Tampa and New Orleans.
And Tulane has a 3-1 all-time series lead. All right. I like this. You know, Tulane a while back was South Florida. They were playing at that stupid Superdome for a while. And they said, no, we got to get that on stadium campus or, you know, on campus stadium. And South Florida then went and did, they're doing the same right now. They're building one. This is
Tulane. Is their stadium new or they built a new stadium on campus? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I thought they had played there for a long time.
Well, they had the old Tulane Stadium, which was fucking awesome. They hosted Super Bowls there.
They tore that bad boy down, and they built a new one. Okay.
No. They tore it down. Then they played at the Superdome for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer.
Brought it back, and now they're elite.
Yeah. Now they got their own shit, and the
South Florida finally saw the light.
And now they got that going. And see, Nick, your thoughts?
This could be the future of the AAC.
Yeah.
I do like this game. Not to sound like a broken record, but another prime candidate to move to a weekday because it's going to definitely get lost on a Saturday.
Wait, did Patty say this is the future of the AAC or the ACC?
Wait, ACC, same difference.
Who the hell knows? Yeah. But in the meantime, I do like this game.
Okay, that fly ball caught. Next up, jumps back to you. Final pick, NC Nick. Where are you going?
You know, I got to give the Sun Belt some love. I think App State's been the only team, and that wasn't even Sun Belt versus Sun Belt. So, Battle of Georgia, Georgia Southern, Georgia State. I know it's not like a big rivalry like some people think. You know, Georgia Southern's big rival is
App. But it's going to be long term.
There you go. I think so. I think, you know, and it's about time we play some Sun Belt. So, sign me up for that.
I know Clay in the chat. Remember, he got riled up. We said, hey, rivalry game. Even though Wikipedia has its own rivalry page for this game, I would push back, Clay. What are these people doing at with these WikiLinks? Huh? What's going over here with this? They did first play in 2014, but it's been a fun little series. Look, last year Southern won. Before that, State had won three in a row. And might I add, Clay Helton, you want to talk about hot seat? Let me ask you this. I was thinking about this. I was already, you know, Patty C called Bill O'Brien to Boston College over the past couple of years.
A year and a half in advance.
I had Mendenhall going to New Mexico and every other school. But that one made sense because of the ties to New Mexico. I was looking, Paul Johnson's only like 64 years old. If Clay Helton fails this year, you fire him, you get done with that air raid bullshit. You bring back the heart and soul of Georgia Southern football, Paul Johnson.
He knows a lot about Georgia.
Let's go. Yeah,
Georgia Tech. I like it.
Wasn't it Georgia Southern that was running through Alabama like shit through a tin horn, according to Nick Saban?
Yeah, those are the words of Nick Saban. And by the way, Nick Saban, how about Nick Saban on draft day talking about the Toledo corner? I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. It was the first rounder. We had this guy. We tried to get him to enter the portal. Huh?
So you tampered,
which is what every school got in trouble with here. Or, you know,
except
a lot of
Alabama for some reason.
Remarkable that he stayed at Toledo. Georgia Southern, Georgia State. Patty, see your thoughts.
Sure. I mean, budding rivalry. I have confused the two online accidentally and received
some hate,
some hellish hate. Yeah. So I respect the fan bases for catching that and being pissed off. Yeah, there seems to be a little salt here. Georgia's Statesboro and Atlanta, according to Google Maps right now, 3 hours and 10 minutes apart. Statesboro pretty close to Savannah, but I imagine that's still pretty country out there.
I think so. I've never been to Statesboro.
It's a city mouse versus country mouse. That's
definitely country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Nice beer.
Well, sorry. Whoops. All right, we're going off the reservation. I'm going to make the case that this game should happen every fucking year. And GBO Farms, you're still watching this. I'll raise the stakes one higher. If the great state of Tennessee had the cojones to do what North Carolina does or Virginia does, all right? Because I can't help but think that, you know, Tennessee should play Memphis way more often, but they don't. They play Ball State more often than they play Memphis. All right. Same with Vanderbilt in this mess. They need to get in on this, but I like it on this tier here. Memphis, Middle Tennessee State, a little battle.
I like it.
A little battle that goes back to 1925. This should happen every fucking year. Middle Tennessee leads the all-time series, surprisingly, right? And like I said, I know one's in the Conference USA, one's in the AAC. Don't give a shit. If anything, this should be, how about a season ender? Look, I know the season ending, like we've argued for Memphis and Tulane to play the season finale every year, Mississippi River, Riverboat football.
Yeah.
I like that. But then put this on Halloween every year. Middle Tennessee at Memphis.
Yeah, give us our FBS.
And give us Memphis, Tennessee.
Or our G5.
In the first four P4 weeks every year.
Showdown.
They should rotate 1 year. Vandy, 1 year Tennessee, and they'll beat those bastards. All right.
Middle Tennessee is how far is Murfreesboro from
Nashville? It's right there. It's like 20 minutes from Nashville.
Okay. Yeah, so it's about 2 hours from,
is Memphis going to take a home and home? Well, I guess they're both G5.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
They would do it.
Yeah. You probably should play this more.
Middle Tennessee at Memphis. Awesome game. Great stadium. Liberty Bowl. Amazing. How do you see your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, Memphis, obviously like the bigger brand. If Memphis was still Memphis State, they wouldn't seem like such a, you know, high and mighty brand. Middle Tennessee, still a directional school. But yeah, it's kind of like a little guy goes up and tries to beat the big guy. So I like it.
Yeah. So it's an underrated one.
We just have to see what MTSU looks like. But granted, I think it does belong to be played here, considering it is a, you know, in-state showdown.
Do you like Middle Tennessee to potentially join the Sun Belt, Nick?
They could definitely fit. They were in it at one point, weren't they?
They were. When I went there to Johnny Red Floyd Stadium, guess who was in the Sun Belt? This was a conference game. Idaho, like at Middle Tennessee. That was the old Sun
Belt. That was in conference. Wow.
A conference game.
Oh man, the Sun Belt has improved. So that's the only thing, like, hey, like that you left and like what, you want us to accept you back in now?
That's true. That's true. That two time in horror. They did that recently though. Who did that? Someone left it, they brought him back.
Oh, was it Marshall?
No, UMass. They left. They got kicked out. They got kicked out of the MAC.
Well, that's different than getting kicked out.
Let me ask you this: Derek Mason or Silvercock? Who do you got?
I mean, I don't know. Derek Mason, to me, I got a Silvercock is probably the guy right now that I would trust more than Derek Mason at Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, give him a couple years. We'll find out.
All right, Patty C, final pick of the draft. Where are you going?
I'm wrapping this up and I expect a little flack, but
Army,
you know,
at Temple is nationally televised Thursday night all alone from the link.
I will not be taking that game. I will be taking a game that we previously mentioned. We're going to Piscataway. Where?
Oh God.
The Washington fucking Huskies will play the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
This game sucks, dude.
Look, Washington, like we said, has a new coach. They have to figure it out. It's a long ass road trip. Greg Schiano slowly building, very much a contrast in style. Greg Schiano is practically fucking, who's the guy at Iowa?
Kirk Ferentz.
No, he's Kirk Ferentz.
Don't put him on that pedestal.
No, they're very much the same coach. And then Washington's been throwing the fucking ball around. So contrast in style. Coast versus coastline.
Well, you don't have to go that far back to see when they played in Piscataway. 2017, they did a home and home, and Washington came there and won by 16. The next time they played, they won by 35.
Rutgers, what has Schiano done? I want to see his year-by-year progression in Piscataway. I'm going to pull
that up. The Greek pellet gun.
It's taking me a second. He went 3-6, 5-8, 4-8, 7-6. So he's on the winning side of things now. And I don't expect that to stop. I think he's going to keep it going.
Nick, your thoughts on this classic?
I mean, again, it probably should be played. But no, it's one of those
Iowa State Houston's better in this game.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Iowa State Houston is,
I don't
they're
know.
Both going to be in bowl games. Rutgers.
That could be the same case here too.
It's more likely that Iowa State Houston both go bowling than Rutgers and Washington.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know about that. Didn't Washington and Rutgers both go bowling last year?
Yes.
Yes, but they brought in a new coach and Rutgers, come on. That was a phony bowl game.
I think I make that bet. I think Washington and Rutgers have a better chance of both Iowa State and Houston going
bowling. Iowa State went bowling last year. Did Houston? No, they went because they fired Holgorsen, right?
Rutgers doesn't have to go Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State anymore.
They got to go USC, Oregon, well, Washington. What are you talking
about?
How many before that had they not added those teams?
Who does Rutgers have on the slate?
Oh, dude, Rutgers, they're not gonna be able to set the world on
fire. We talked about this 100 times that of all the teams that stands
to gain, that was before they added all those other schools, man.
Still, they're not gonna be playing against them every year.
Okay, look, Rutgers goes to Virginia Tech, and you have Virginia Tech winning that.
That's not a conference game. Don't care about that.
They get Washington, UCLA, USC. They don't get Oregon.
Not that bad. It's not as bad as
they
Penn State.
They don't get Ohio State or Michigan. They don't get Ohio State or Michigan.
Do they get Penn State?
or Penn State.
There you go. They've already gotten easier, or it's at least.
Well,
the
Washington
same.
Played in the national championship last year.
All right, let me those three teams. Who we say they have? USC,
UCLA,
UCLA, and Washington versus Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State.
They have it easier.
It got
this
easier.
Year.
It got easier. Right,
let's make that bet. Fuck right now, you. Colby.
I'll make that bet.
All right, done.
I think. I think yeah. Houston and Iowa State are both going bowling.
I think Washington Rutgers are both going bowling.
I think Rutgers is the bigger question mark out of all of them. And I think Washington's an interesting
Houston's
one.
Houston's a big question mark also.
Dude, Washington is a huge question mark. They lost their entire fucking roster to the NFL or Alabama.
Well, that's what makes this game compelling.
And now you got to play all these crazy teams on the East Coast time zone?
You are selling this game for me right now.
This game sucks. The fuck out of here.
Does this Rutgers beating a national championship runner up, and would that represent a
Washington is this year's TCU
a breakthrough
last year.
Moment for Rutgers football?
Dude, Washington, you realize they could lose to Weber State opening day.
They could.
Because with that much roster turnover.
Yeah, Washington may be fool's gold at this point.
They're
going
to go 5-7. Washington's schedule is harder than all these fucking teams. Listen to Washington's opponent. They could lose to Washington State. They got to go. They get Michigan, Iowa, USC, Penn State, UCLA, Oregon. Get the fuck out of here. They're going to win four games this year, dude.
All right. Let me say one more thing here. Greg Schiano at Rutgers, 1-11, the first stint, I should say, 5-7, 4-7. It was year five last time that they went bowling at 7-5, but then the next year, 11-2. Now let me remind you that they were 7-6 last year.
They're in the
year.
Big East, dude.
Maybe Rutgers is going to go 11-2.
They were in the Big East, dude.
Yeah.
You got faith in the Greek pellet gun? Because to me, him naming the starter, that makes me even question Schiano right now. What is he doing?
He's a good
man. That's true.
No, he doesn't play this like fucking fuck the kids over game. He does right by the kids and they buy in because of it, and Rutgers will be better for it.
I'm with Weehawk here. Hot take: Washington's this year's TCU. I really, the more that I think about it, even their non-con, which is home against Weber State, who's a decent FCS, home against Eastern Michigan, who's got a track record of beating schools, P5s, and then a home game against Washington State, they could definitely slip up there. And then when you come to conference play, I think they're going to get fucked up this year, man.
Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go bowling.
Things are going to get worse.
Hot take. Washington's not bowling this year.
Woo. That is a hot take. All right.
They're not bowling. All right. We're done with this portion. Let's go to the Lou Holtz. What the fuck game
Wait,
of the
week? Wait, are we doing FCS first, then what the fuck?
No, no. Lou Holtz first, then FCS game of the week.
All right.
Well, I don't get the rain, man. It's cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
NC Nick, you are given the first reins of the Lou Holtz What the Fuck game of the week. And I see 730 people watching this. Hit that like and subscribe button. What are you doing here?
I think this one's pretty easy, too. I mean, Wagner at FAU. You got Wagner's up in New York City or Long Island or something, right?
It is.
Yeah. What the hell are they doing down? Are they retiring?
It's actually, there's a lot of familiarity there.
As Shaq says, Wagner.
Boca Raton to Long Island, I feel like is
that's true.
Is this Wagner's last football game?
What this is a Del Boca Vista Bowl?
Yeah, what does that mean? The Snowbirds, Snowbird Bowl.
No, this is a horrible game. Patty, see your thoughts on Wagner at Florida Atlantic?
What the fuck? That's pretty much my thoughts.
All right, jumps over to Pick Dundee.
Well, I don't get the rain, man. It's cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
My one is the one Patty C just drafted. Washington at Rutgers. This game should never happen.
I think this is our first double play of a game of all time.
This game should never happen. It's terrible that we even have to think about this game, in my opinion. Like the fact that I have to waste brain space on this game happening here is horrible. It's a horrible game for the sport of college football.
This game signifies everything bad about college football.
Yes. Right? Yes, it really is. May God have mercy on your soul, Tony Petitti and Kevin Warren and all you Fox executives and that wanted this bullshit. This is a horrible fucking game, and it's terrible for college football. So Patty C, your thoughts again on what I know we kind of beat a dead horse here. I know you love the game.
I love it. So fuck you.
Let's go take another look at Rutgers schedule. Why don't we 2.5 hours in?
Everybody knows nothing. Somebody double the price.
Sleeping on my man Shiano, the Golden Guido.
All right, it's your chance. I can't believe you didn't play Ball State JMU, by the way. You piece of shit. The Patty C Bowl.
Even I am bored by that.
I was thinking about flying you out there for that. Getting some, create a GoFundMe, the Patty C Bowl.
On the ground.
Yeah. You're going to lose the Ball State. That's the one, Nick. Maybe I'm wrong about JMU. Maybe this is the one that derails their whole.
It's not that I'm sleeping on Ball State. They're a good program. It's just that. This matchup is not at all cool. There's nothing interesting about it.
I think Neil's got a point here. The only wall Trump should have put up was in the 1990s for all the conferences.
That's right. That's right. America would be better.
We don't want Trump messing around with football. He fucked up the.
Yeah, he already fucked it up.
That's true. We could have had spring football for our whole lives, and he fucked it up. Yeah. All right. Patty C, where are you going on your what the fuck game of the week?
I'm going in conference here. We've talked about this a couple times already.
Big East? Big
Ten. Maryland at Indiana. I know they're in conference, but geez, what a fucking shitty game. Why do we have to watch
7-6-5?
The point of a what the fuck? Look, and I'm agreeing with you here, but you're not outraged at Washington and Rutgers when we know college football, the blueprint of college football is regionality. Mm. Seattle and Piscataway, but yet College Park and Bloomington?
Look, the contrast at least makes things stand out, right? When you have just a muddy mush of fucking shittiness, that's what Maryland, Indiana is. No one wants to watch it, right?
I think I agree with Patty. I'd rather watch Washington Rutgers over Maryland and Indiana. At least there's some newness.
No. Contrast in styles.
Newness.
Contrast in geography.
Rutgers just played a home and home in 17 and 18.
I don't recall.
Yeah, we weren't watching. I think that kind of proves Colby's point.
Well,
I haven't watched any of the Maryland Indiana games the last 10 years either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They did play every year too. That's hilarious.
I've never watched 1 minute of one of those
games. That's true. It is a look. I'm not disagreeing with your pick. I'm just saying Washington Rutgers should be in there too. But anyway, okay. Now let's get to our FCS game of the week. NC Nick, you're on the clock. Where are you going?
You know, I'm staying local. What are we talking about? Rodent football earlier? What about arachnid football?
No, I
got the Richmond Spiders here taking on Elon.
Wait, what's Elon's mascot again?
The Phoenix. Is that a type of spider? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe just on one side.
Yeah. Arachnid football. There should be more arachnids.
I agree. Like they scorpions. Totally botch insects.
How are scorpions not a fucking mascot somewhere?
Dude, there's a bunch. There's a fucking
someone
bunch.
In the desert.
Mantis? Yeah. The fucking praying mantises.
The praying mantises would be bad.
Two years ago, this game at Elon went double overtime. These guys have been playing a lot too. It's a fun game.
100%. How is there not the crickets? Come on. Jiminy Cricket.
Grasshoppers.
Jiminy Cricket. Yeah, Richmond at Elon is two FCS playoff teams from the past 2 years. You know, they've both made the playoffs over the past 2 years, and they're going at it. Great CAA conference game. Patty C, what are your thoughts on that? I know you're a Spider fan at heart.
No.
Private school pussy.
Absolutely not.
They're going to beat Virginia week one.
They very well could. look, Richmond has been a good program. Elon, hit or miss a little bit, but I think the road trip for Richmond presents a little bit of a challenge, and yeah, it could be a fun game.
All right. It jumps over to Pick Dundee for my top FCS game. Look, you could play. There is a UT Martin Kennesaw State game out there, Patty C. Just throwing that out there on the board. But no, I'm going to the game I've been to. Now, I went to the game and it was in Washington Grizzly Stadium, but Montana going up to the Inferno Turf on Eastern Washington in Cheney, Washington.
Yeah, that was the one.
It's
I was
a rivalry
play.
Game. It's a lot of fun. I know Montana State's the bigger rivalry, but this is another one with a rivalry. Both teams, you know, historically very good in the FCS. Montana at Eastern Washington. NC Nick's not playing it because it's not local. It's not local, but it's fire. Nick, your thoughts on this one?
No, it is a really good game, and I would have played it if it wasn't for my localness. Like, I've been on the Richmond turf. I've felt what it feels like to be a spider. Okay, this game is good too.
Phenomenal game.
Yes. All right, Patty C, your final FCS play. Or,
all right,
you know
the final FCS
your
play
top FCS play for
is
you.
Actually an FBS FCS versus FBS game. We are going to the Filthy Dome in Syracuse, New York.
Yes!
Holy Cross will go to Syracuse and hopefully
take them down. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
You know what's great about this? I believe this is like their second or third biggest rival of all time.
Is that right?
Wow. It was something I was looking at this at some point. I'm telling you, they've played a shit ton. I was watching like a Syracuse video on their history of their football program. And I want to say this is one of their oldest rivals. And I don't have it in front of me, so I could be talking out of my ass.
Bob Chesney went down to the great city of Harrisonburg, Virginia, right? So he's no longer there, but did he build something that will last in where the fuck is Holy Cross? Boston?
Yes, Boston. He brought in, and I like the hire. They hired Dan Curran from Merrimack, and he had success at Merrimack. So I do like the hire. He was at Merrimack for 11 years, leaves Merrimack to go to Holy Cross. You know, I love Holy Cross football. All right, since Gil Fenerty.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Nick, your thoughts on Holy Cross Syracuse?
I mean, look, it potentially could be a close game. You never know with some of these, you know, ACC schools like Boston College or Syracuse. There's definitely, it's regional also. So good play.
We got Yankees versus Red Sox. We got Giants and Patriots, or Jets and Patriots have had some fucking great games. Recently, I feel like there's been a couple. We might have Knicks versus Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals here.
Boston College, UConn got them.
But I'm talking New York versus.
Yeah, it's New York, right? Yeah, they all live in UConn.
UConn is pretty much New York, right? New York, fucking Massachusetts, going at it again here.
Let's go. And before we get out of here, Robert Martin says Elon upsets Duke week one, Manny Woo! Diaz era. Woo! Watch out for the Phoenix, Nick. Phoenix Elon will rise. Duke. What's that?
Oh, Elon loses to Duke.
I misread that. No. Sorry, Robert. You might not be right.
That compelling of a statement.
Yeah. Bold take, Robert. Yeah. Bold take.
I think he got it wrong. Look, we're grateful, Robert. We love you, brother. And all right, folks, that's our show. We'll be back next week. We had to push this one to a Monday because schedule conflict. But we do have a
civil conflict.
So we need the civil conflict back.
Crucial conflict.
Yeah, crucial. Hey, in the middle of the barn. Look, give Patty C a follow on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. Also check out the FCS College Football Experience and the brand new podcast Stadium Heads with me and Michael Barker, aka College Football Campus Tour, where we're talking about college football stadiums.
I want to get dialed into
every
that
single week. Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
I want to know if it's just you guys being fucking dumbass. Well, I'm sure it's going to be that.
Well, it's always that.
But I want to hear what you have to say about some of these fine stadiums.
Yes. Jump on into that. And then also tomorrow I might have a little guest episode for you on the College Football Experience. So check us out. Until then, this is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.